Good morning, Audio Boo. Just putting the heating on. It's 4:15 a.m. and Obi's got to get up now. So I've put the heating on for him. And I'm going to make him a coffee and myself some tea and toast. I haven't slept, unfortunately. Fortunately, the past month or so, my sleeping's been really good, but the last three nights I noticed it was gradually dwindling. I wasn't sleeping. Straight away. Although once I slept I was fine, but last night the dreaded lack of sleep returned. And here I am, still wide awake. It's not a joke, really. Not that anyone said it was, but it actually really is enough to try the patience of a saint. Where's Obi's coffee that he likes? I don't think he wants Tassimo. He doesn't like the Tassimo drink. I can't find the drinks he likes. Oh dear. Sugar, sugar, sugar. Ow. I've hurt my nail. I can't find them. I don't know if we've got any actually. I don't think I used the last one. It's very difficult to find in this cupboard because so much in the way of boxes of herb tea and tea bags and Tassimo drinks. I'll end up swearing, believe me. Coming close to it, my patience is at the thin end of a wedge because I haven't slept. There we go. There's only one more after that. Okay. So let's do that for him. Put all this stuff back in there. Things came out the cupboard and now I've got to put them back. Doesn't seem like there's room for them, you know what I mean? Okay. Let's get his sorted first. The temperature's risen now. According to Siri, it's 2 degrees. It was -2 before we went to bed. So whether those clouds rolled in, I don't know. It's a possibility, I suppose. This is sitter, and I'll do my tea. And while my toast and tea are doing, I'll take his drink up to him, because that's an instant one. Okay, let's do my tea now. Freezer, and it's in the fridge. It takes forever to defrost. There's a little bit left in the other bottle. I'll just give this another stir before I take it up. Really, it's a pain when you can't sleep because I felt tired, and when I lay down, I settled down like I was going to sleep. Oh, good. And I semi-dozed, kind of, and then, of course, within about 10 minutes, I was wide awake again. And funny because when that happens, it usually puts Paige to sleep for good. Whereas if I sleep a bit longer, like an hour or something, I can often get back to sleep again. She's a really weird... Where's the butter, for goodness sake? There's a big plastic tub of pasta. Where's the butter? Heaven above. It's here, right in front of me. Blind or what? This cupboard thing and look for the Marmite. I bought a new jar, oh, it's right at the front. Okay. I'll get the seal off of it, that is. It looks like it's on forever. Okay. Okay. Right, let's take this up to him. I'm leaving the phone here because. That toast is going to be up back there. I'll still be awake for round two when... Actually, I think that'll be done because it's only small bread. Actually, I'll put it back in for another minute or so. I wonder if I'll still be awake for round two when Connie gets up at 6 o'clock. I hope not, actually. That toast smells like it's burning. All I need now is to set the smoke alarm off. That would not be good. Not good at all. I'll say it's done whether it is or not. I could do without that. Definitely. Okay. Horrible when you're up this early and you haven't slept. You just kind of feel so tired. And... Oh, yes. And I know I really ought to do dialysis before I settle down again, but I was just beginning to get a bit sleepy when the alarms went off. So, and it woke me up again, of course. Very small bits of bread. Still, I'm not really that hungry, to be honest. It's more just to... Sometimes, if I eat something in the morning and go back to sleep, it... I think it helps me to settle down. I'm not sure how that works, but... Or if there's a technical explanation at all. I forgot to give Nile the warming tablet last night. But it's upstairs in my handbag now, so I'm not gonna feed him now, but it's a bit of a relief. And one thing I meant to say is I didn't mean to record my consultation with the vets. I meant to pause it, and I thought I had done as I was going in when I'd been called. But of course, the whole thing got recorded pretty much. Never mind. I put my phone back in my bag. vet didn't know I was recording, and I didn't do it purposely though, because I thought I'd stopped it. I think I probably did, and I probably knocked it and started it again. And I actually didn't realise that I listened to it, I flicked through it in the night, because when I got out of the taxi, when we got home, I wanted to recall two truth greetiness. And I thought I should have some time left on the end of that one. And I couldn't understand why it had finished. And I thought we must have taken longer over everything than I thought. It wasn't until I suddenly thought, I wonder if the consultation got recorded. And when I listened, I had. Still, we didn't mention anyone's names. Or the address or anything. I hope everyone is anonymous. But that was an accident. An audio boot accident. Seems weird to think that it's another 3.5 hours or so to sunrise. In the summer, it's already happened. I'm going to have a plum. Me and my plums, they just have to happen, even though they're sour. It's a plum I'm biting into and not an apple. as that. Now, back upstairs. It's 4:30. Uh-oh, there's Obie's alarm. I haven't put the butter on. Obie's alarm's going up there now. Folks, yeah, I'm not a watcher of the soaps anymore. I have watched them over the years, but not for about 4 or 5 years. And then, you know, when the kids were young, I didn't watch them because I was always getting them to bed at that time, and wasn't sad enough to recall them. But I heard that the actress who plays Deirdre Barlow's died. That's really sad. She's obviously been around a long, long time. She wasn't that old either. Oh, Gould. Morning sounds. Right. Anyway, folks. I will think I'll upload this. Sorry. Sleep, did you? At least I can go back, well, go to sleep. I haven't been to sleep.